Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Bo's exit interview was just answering about Jimmy Butler.
And?
Nothing too juicy as Spo is able to do. He said,
I know why. Nope. That's not why. Because you didn't ask him a question.
That's not fair, dude. Ira Winderman asked him perfectly in a capable way of getting a juicy answer. Why would he answer it for me, juicy? He answered it in his Spo way, you know? So that's that. Mario says, why are you not at the exit interview, Tobin? Well, because I'm going to go to the Pat Riley one. I know that. If we, you know, and you know, it is what it is. Like, I think that's the one that is like, all right, let's stop. It happens once a year. I think I can predict 90% of what Spo is going to say. He said on the Jimmy thing that, you know, he's eventually going to look back on it as a great 5-year run. He goes, it ended badly. This was more public than usual. But normally relationships that when they go bad, they go bad. That's normally how it works in pro sports. And he says it's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of those. He said, this is, he said, I guess to start it off from our guy, Wes Goldberg, who's at it. He says, we deserve the criticism. We deserve the embarrassment. Those last two games are not what our organization is about. They were not record, you know, to have a record margin of defeat in a series, whether it's because your roster is constructed that way or the effort or just the vast, all of it is a reflection on things got to change. Mm-hmm. They got a long way to go. So that's where they're at right now. Let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen tonight. Panthers, Lightning, 7:30 is your puck drop. Game 5, Cats up 3-1 in the series. They will not have Aaron Ekblad. He is suspended for his hit on Brandon Hagel, who will not play tonight.
Do we still have local
TV?
Yeah.
I believe we do, yes. I think.
Okay, because I don't understand why they got to be at 7:30 on ESPN2.
You're upset because they're putting the Caps on ESPN?
I think the defending champs should get premium channel.
We shouldn't be on the Deuce?
No.
I agree with you. It's the Ovechkin.
That's respect for the champ. That's respect for the champ. Former champ goes in the premier time zone. That's how that goes. They earned that.
Yeah, but the network's more worried about eyeballs, and they feel as though they can get more on Ovechkin. They're worried about money. They've earned that.
Well, they're paying for it.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's
Let's go look at the previous Stanley Cup champs. They're on the Deuce.
Tate South just made an AI version of Wile E. Coyote and Eric Spoelstra sitting next to each other. It says two peas in a pod.
Where's Tobin?
I think I am him.
You're going to pick up the Acme products?
Oh, man. The Marlins will be back at it today against the LA Dodgers. It went rough last night for those who didn't stay up. I only made it to the top of the first. So I was like, yeah, they're up 1-0. I think this is a good time. I don't think I got to stay up. And I woke up to a 15-2 beatdown.
Oh. Hey, did Denver play last night?
Yes, they won.
They won.
They won. Time. They won. So James Harden stunk.
It's 3-2 now, right?
It's 3-2, Denver up. Yep.
And they go to Denver. No,
they go. Yeah. Yes.
I think.
I think
Denver
it was in Denver. I think Denver was the fourth. They were a win apart, but I think Denver is the lead seed right now.
Oh, okay. So they got
to
win.
They go back to the Inuit Dome.
Which is a fancy, wow, fancy.
Tonight you got Warriors and Rockets. That's at 7:30 on TNT. And you got Timberwolves at Lakers. Lakers on the brink. Down 3-1. L.A. is a 6.5-point favorite tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know about that one, dude. I don't know about that one. This Ant-Man is on one right now.
They said, well, I was watching, you know, your boy played his starting five the whole second half.
J.J. Redick, yeah. Yeah, he knows LeBron's 40, right?
And they tuckered out.
No, I told you, he's, you know, we'll see. And by the way, it's round one. I get it. You shorten the rotation. That's a thing in the playoffs. But 46 minutes is typically like a game six of the semifinals to get to the finals. Like, right. My man's going Tom
Thibodeau. Yeah, game seven.
He's going Tom Thibodeau game 3-4.
Well, if he keep doing that, it ain't going to be a game five or game six.
Pretty wild. But I don't know. Like, obviously.
Same thing happened with Tibbs. Tibbs couldn't get his guys in.
Yep.
Which was crazy. I mean, it was just, like, they could put it on Tibbs, but it was just an unfortunate thing because very rarely do you play that much straight basketball with no stoppage.
Well, look.
Right?
For me,
at that point in the game.
Yeah, definitely. And for me, what I do now with this season over for the Miami Heat, I go right into Petty Watch. I love it. I love, you know, it's how I keep my sanity.
I hate to do it. But
you got anybody you're rooting against?
Yeah, Vlad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course.
I don't
want to
deal with that.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to deal
with
that.
That's a good hey, Dan.
You know you said with an old sneaky Vlad. So he don't say nothing. He show up to work 1 minute before his start, right? But he found time to send us the schedule for the flights to Cancun.
He did.
So hey, petty.
Vlad, don't lose. Don't blow a 3-1 lead in the first round.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't lose.
I'm going to tell, hey, if they lose this series, I'm going to tell Frog Boy take the day off. Just so Vlad got a cover for him.
That would be, look. You're going to have a hell of a sports day coming up on Saturday if this gets to a game seven there, Dan Day.
Hey, because you know Vlad been peacocking now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty wild. So we got that. By the way, the Marlins will be back out today. 3:10 is when that series wraps up.
Yeah.
So it's 12 o'clock out there.
Yes.
Yeah. Does everybody play the early game on Wednesday and then travel on Thursday?
I think it's mostly those that unless you got a close travel game, you'll play maybe a four-game series afternoon on a Thursday. But, yeah, I think usually this is getaway day. Heading out to wherever it may be. The Marlins will be back here. They're taking on the undestinationed Athletics.
Got to call them the A's.
And then they got the same Dodgers next week.
Ooh. Yep, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Ooh, Wednesday might be an early game, isn't it?
It is 4:40.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, 4:40. That's too late for me.
You want to beat that traffic?
No. I got to get out there by noon. You know, get my first beer from Jensen's Liquor Store at like 10 a.m. Yeah. Tailgate, and then go to the game. Then I got the rest.
Wait, whoa. Hold on.
Is anything that I said surprising?
No, no, no. Let me explain something to you, right? If you tailgating on a weekend,
weekday.
A weekday baseball game.
Noon game, by the way.
You just like liquor. Because you ain't going to be tailgating with nobody except your friends who also like liquor.
I see no issues with what he's doing.
Dan goes. Okay.
I mean, isn't it the best thing ever? You go by Jensen's Liquor Store, get a couple of beers, you sit out, you tailgate, then you sober up during the game, then you come and live the rest of your life.
I got the game.
I would look forward to going to games in the middle of the day.
Hell yeah.
It's awesome. You ain't got to worry about the fans. I love
traffic.
You ain't got to worry about concessions.
Free parking.
You can hear the ice cold beer call from all over the stadium.
Ice beer.
Yeah.
Get your ice cold beer.
I'm like, wow. Nobody's there.
Spo's done talking. Davion Mitchell is at the podium with what looks like a cat hat.
I mean, of all the things that happen with the signings, he was the most fun, right?
No doubt.
Yeah.
I'm getting a picture of the hat for you.
Why is your camera going everywhere?
Why is your camera going everywhere?
I don't know why I did that.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
There's a ghost in the room.
Yeah, I'll put the lock tab. All right, I locked it. Hopefully that keeps it there. Don't move. I got the game for you, Dan. May 21st. They will be back home for a three-game series against the Cubs. Wednesday the 21st is a 1:10 first pitch.
All right, I'm putting it in my phone right now.
Put that down for you, dude.
You're invited. Oh, you're going to be on the air. Never mind.
Yeah, listen, maybe we'll do an hour of interview shirts.
I'm sure everyone will love that.
Or we could just do the show from there. It's not going to be many people there.
We just go by the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing here? Oh, we're doing the show, but we're out here like, hey, you guys can't do that. Why not?
We're not showing the game. We're enjoying the game.
We're getting toasty.
When we do broadcast from there, it is fun. However, because our show ends at 2, they do try to hurry and get us out of there for the game people.
That's true. Game ops.
Game ops.
Get you this cat hat.
I believe I have never, Dan, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go to one game, maybe two every year. I've never sat in a seat.
Hmm. Are you standing? Are you in the press box?
Standing.
We're in the outfield.
We're in the outfield by the Budweiser bar.
Yeah, Budweiser bar. And then I don't know what they've called Recess. They renamed the Norwegian Cruise Line.
It's not Recess anymore?
No, it's Norwegian Cruise Line something now.
And then there's the corner store off in the cut.
Yeah, it's not open a lot during the day, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that secret bar.
Oh, my goodness.
Tried to go to a couple times.
All right.
When it's crowded, nobody knows about that bar.
This is Davion Mitchell at the press conference.
Oh, okay. That is a cat.
Ooh, I wonder if that's crocheted.
It
by
is
hand
definitely
or if it's
crocheted.
Bought. Is it hand bought? I mean, is it bought or is it handmade?
I think it's cat.
Why is he wearing a hat like he's in Milwaukee?
I don't know, dude.
Still cold from Toronto.
Davion Mitchell's cats in 5.
So how many years does he have left? Or is he?
He's a restricted free agent, I believe.
So the team can pick up his option?
Team can give him a qualifying offer to match any offer.
Okay.
That's the way it works. I mean,
I'm telling you, he's got to stay. He's one of the few guys that play defense on the team.
He's legitimately like the only guy who played hard all the time. And I think, like, I would say, like, if you want to give like one, he stinks at throwing lobs. But I think aside from that, defense, shot making, getting to the rim, I'd say playmaking is probably the thing that he's got to get better at. But he's still pretty young.
So he could be the point guard. And Tyler could be the 2.
Yeah, I mean, that's how they rolled. I mean, you know, they brought him off the bench, I think, because they wanted a little shooting next to Tyler. But, man, that's how they – that's.
I don't know if I want Tyler with the ball because they seem to bully him.
Yeah.
As soon as he got the ball in his hands, they bullied him. So you got to kind of do the Steph thing where you have a lot of movement off the ball and kind of get to your spots, and then you can work from there.
Schmieden says, but Tyler can be the two. In Charlotte. Adios.
Wow. People are mad. Y'all don't like Tyler?
People are just mad right now, Leroy. They're lashing
out. I know.
Let them be angry.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Miami Heat having their exit interview day. Davion Mitchell has spoken. He said doesn't want to get into the future, but he's enjoyed his time here.
That means make me an offer.
Exactly, dude.
Don't blame him.
Eric Spoelstra said today on Nikola Jovic's season that he's made significant progress. I do have to remind myself that there's not a lot of teams that are playing 21-year-olds.
No, that's not true. I hate that. They're all playing their 21-year-olds. All of them.
Not good teams, I think is what he's trying to say. At least that's what he claims.
I'm not going to sit here and act crazy about this.
I want you to.
I would say this. All the teams whose team is 5 games under 500 are.
That's true. That's 100% true.
Okay. So why are we sitting here like having this conversation of there's not a lot of teams doing it, and you say not good teams, okay, not for nothing. What is five games under 500?
Below mediocre.
Yeah.
Kalel Ware is talking. Oh, no, Haywood Highsmith is speaking right now. So far, it's been Davion Mitchell, Kalel Ware, and Haywood Highsmith speaking to the media. So for those waiting for Bam or Tyler, they have not spoken yet. Again, it is a voluntary media day. They do not have to do it. And both of those guys did speak at the final game. So we'll see. But I imagine they have all... Sometimes, guys, they'll just say, hey, we'll meet up another time. They don't make them do an exit interview. That happens, too. Like, they've had times where that's happened. But we'll see. Tyler here...
It's not required.
It's not required. It's not required to speak to the media. It is not required. Okay. So anybody who... And Tyler didn't do it last year. So anybody who wants to, like, look into it or whatever, unhappiness, some guys just don't feel like it sometimes.
I could understand that. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at him.
Haywood Highsmith just finished. I guess not a lot of questions for him, eh?
Wonder why.
So, H.
Locksmith, you doing your locksmith things? Yep. All right, thanks, man. Haywood Highsmith's just there to get steals and show up for three threes every once in a while.
So
I got nothing bad to say about him.
Yeah.
But I just like him.
Be honest. What was his highlight of the season?
Probably the play-in.
Oh, I was going to say Pat Riley naming him a starter and Jimmy Butler walking out of practice.
Oh, that is true. They did. You know, there was a little frostiness between those two guys. It seemed. It appeared.
What ask you about this?
Oh, there was. You know damn well there was. Seems.
So, hey, it's the biggest part of the season, most memorable part of your season was being named a starter and Jimmy walking out of practice. Can you explain that?
Alec Burks at the podium right now.
Oh.
This is a riveting lineup. As you can see, people were like, why didn't you go today? It's because I get it. There's nothing that's going to knock my sock. Unless, like, imagine, like, Alec Burks coming out and be like, hated everybody, spose a bum. You're like, whoa, didn't expect that from Alec Burks. Taking a blowtorch to Eric Spoelstra. Oh, man. Yeah. You nervous about tonight's Cats game, Leroy, or you feel confident going into this game?
I to be fair, I'm nervous about all hockey games because hockey periodically go hockey, and it's very annoying, but I get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's been – I mean, like, look, the Cats have already gone up there and shown they can win in Tampa. Then they had – the crazy come. Are you all right, dude? Like you look like you're busy on something.
I'm looking at my phone.
Okay. This is one of those where like you had the quick turnaround after having the performance of yesterday. Mm. I mean, look, I think that they've shown that they can get into Tampa. Like Vasilevskiy can still Vasilevskiy. That's one of those things that you always got to be worried about too, is because he can shut the door.
Let me make you a little more confident. First two games in Tampa. The Panthers win minus what player?
Ekblad.
Who are they minus tonight?
Ekblad.
Hmm.
But he did tie the game up late his last game.
I know, but still they know
they're
that
deep.
They can go in.
I mean,
in.
Dan, that's one thing. I don't worry because they are stacked.
Yeah, and they know they can go into Tampa and get a win on the road without Aaron Ekblad. So you have to feel as though they have more than a shot tonight to win this game. And that's what the Panthers do. When it gets to be cut in time, they step up.
I think this is one of those two where, like, you get this one, right? And maybe you watch baby Tkachuk go get a win against the Leafs, and you get to kick your feet up for a little bit, and these guys got to go scrap in a 7-game series. So I think there's got to be a mentality why, yes, you have a cushion. Man, you put the hammer on them as the Cavaliers treated the Heat. You take care of your breakfast. You take care of your breakfast. The breakfast bolts tonight. And, oh, man, let me tell you something, Leroy. I am going to find – I don't know where I find a live hockey stream press conference, but I am going to kick my feet up, pour myself a tequila, and I am going to listen to that Coach Pooper and all the whining that he's been doing, and I am going to enjoy the Holy Hour. So I need – and you want to know something? I think Paul Maurice wants to rub it in his face a little bit too, because – the coach chirping back and forth that's gone on this series. All right. Like, grow up, dude. You act like you've never been. First of all, no one has ever accused the Tampa Bay Lightning of being choir boys, okay, with how they've played. And
they did the OG Kucherov thing.
Exactly, dude. This is your move. You don't like it because Bill Zito's playing your car. Oh, we built a team. Yes. Guess what? There's an element where the Panthers had a soft style. A soft style because of you. You birthed this. But don't get mad now because the Cats are playing your style that you got that got you all those rings and cups. Do you know how ridiculous that is? But they are annoying.
Well, the thing I like about annoying, you can send them home.
Yep.
And they're not annoying anymore.
Be good. Cats in five tonight, man. That's what I want to see. But maybe we should, you know, just.
Are
just,
we still doing the costumes tomorrow?
I mean, if you, my top hat's ready, JFig. I'm already confident. I've gone to A&T Dry Cleaners. My tux is ready. We're ready to roll, dude. We got this all happening for us. You know, perhaps maybe I should throw a couple chili peppers on tonight, though. You know, maybe just to give some extra encouragement to folks. No Ekblad. I mean, you know, somebody else got to step on the defensive side. Maybe Mikula.
I got my Domino's hat. Would that suffice?
You do what you got to do, baby.
All right.
I have a cowboy hat.
Jennifer, really? There are gentlemen.
Nothing says cowgirl like you, JFig.
It's black.
Yeah, well, of course. No, we thought you were going to wear the white hat.
I don't have that.
If anybody was going to be an emo cowboy, it was going to be you.
It's me.
JFig sitting here being like, I mean, Johnny Cash is kind of emo. Like, he is. I hurt myself.
Country is emo.
What?
Country is emo.
He is the man in black. I mean, he's not a, you know, that was his whole persona. God's gonna cut you down. He wasn't exactly.
I also have the starfish costume ready for you guys.
I mean, if you want to go starfish, we'll go starfish. The starfish does have 5 points.
It's in my
like car. Cats in five. So we got that all going for us.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Except for Pat Riley. Pat Riley's not speaking today.
Did they say when he's going to speak?
Nah, they'll drop that like 24 hours beforehand. I mean, there'll be like rumblings. Like I said, if it's not the end of this week, I'd imagine it's probably next week. I'd imagine, but maybe it won't be. I don't know. Kyle Anderson is speaking. Slow-mo. He said on the Cavaliers, if you want my honest answer, they look better without Garland on the floor. I think they played more to their favor once Garland wasn't on the floor. That is true. I mean, they looked, overwhelming defensively once Garland went out. They got their own little Tyler Hero. That was the funny thing.
But he talking trash.
But he was the one talking trash. That was funny.
That would be like somebody on the bench talking trash because he teammates with Jordan.
He said this was his first time getting traded from Ethan on Ethan Skolnick, Fire Region Sports. Said, didn't see his son for 5 weeks. Mentally, it was a challenge, I got to admit. I thought Slow-Mo did good. I like Slow-Mo. Weird shot. I still can't get over it. I'll sit there.
I mean, the weirdest shot, is it Halliburton?
Halliburton's got a goofy-looking one, dude. He does have a goofy-looking one, that's for sure. But, yeah, it's right there. It's right there. Wild. So, we got that. Marlins will try and wrap things up today. Salvage a win against the Dodgers before coming home. Dodgers cooked them last night. Worried about Sandy, but I love him. I'm not mad at him. Maybe this is one of those things, too. Maybe when he comes back, because Yuri's on the way back. You know, so the Tommy John twins will come back. He's got a mentor-protege relationship. Maybe that'll push him a little bit more, you know? Impress the young fella. I'm hopeful. Because I really do think it's been surprising, but this team can hit a little bit. I was like not expecting that coming into this year.
The strength of this team has failed us as far as what we thought the strength would be. They're being carried by bats. Games are being kept close with their bats.
Which is good, though. Like, I do think that the pitching can come around, especially with some reinforcements coming from the injuries.
Yep. Uh-huh.
I mean, I got my favorite on the hill today, Cal Quantrill, who's basically got two pitches, fast meatball, slow meatball. So I'm not.
That might have been one of the funniest texts ever.
Dude, that is what he's got. Like, it's, you just, hey, can Cal keep it to five today? If he can keep it to five, maybe we got a shot. If he can keep it to five. But you got to imagine after yesterday, bullpen's feeling it a little bit. You've had an extra inning game already this series. So somehow I need this guy to give me four, Dan? Like, four innings? Can I get out of him? Five? Is it possible to get five out of him? Can he just go hey, listen, Cal, just please. And let me just, hey, Cal, do me a favor, dude. If Shohei Ohtani gives you a smile in the batter's box, step off the road.
Hit him. Yeah, Hit him.
Don't do that. I can't. He's like, he may as well have just gone to Sandy and just gone, wink. What the hell was that? This guy is incredible. When's he start pitching? He's coming. Is he pitching again this year? Is he coming back? I feel like they said he was coming back sometime this month.
They said he was coming back this year. I'm not sure when.
What a friggin' unicorn of sports this guy is. I hope that weird GM from the Jaguars doesn't ruin Travis Hunter. I hope they let him do all the stuff too. This is fun. I love the idea of like guys, like, I don't know if anybody's going to be able to do Shohei Ohtani again because he's amazing. But someone's going to try.
It's been done.
Not since Babe Ruth.
I mean, no, here. I would say this. There is no one that has done it as well as Shohei. Did he win a Cy Young?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And an MVP?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
While not pitching, he won an MVP?
He won it as a designated hitter last year.
Right.
50-50.
So I'm more than sure Babe Ruth didn't do that. Mm-hmm. And that's with playing against no Latinos and no black people.
Yeah. And also Babe Ruth then, like, he left pitching. He was like, all right, I'm enough of this pitching nonsense. It's not like he was doing
it. Yeah, because he was tired. Did you see his big ass? Nothing about Babe Ruth said body by Jake.
I think he probably would have thought that was soft. You know, that was Ozzie Guillen's thing back in the day too. Ozzie Guillen thought that working out was nonsense. He said that as Marlins manager.
I mean, clearly he didn't see the jersey pop off Panda.
The pants.
Yeah, the pants. Like, dude, when your jersey pops off, means you added a couple of LBs because they gave you the same uniform you had last year.
Jaime Jaquez Jr.'s at the podium.
Mm. What do you got to say?
I don't know.
You're probably going to miss.
Jaime, the mic's here. The mic's.
He's going to be over there like this.
Spo said that he had not three but four stomach issues this year. I'm like, get this guy Alka-Seltzer? Can we get him something?
But here's the problem. While you sit here explaining the reasons why, you certainly yanked his tail very quickly.
My favorite thing is Spo would put him in like a meaningless game when they're down by like 20 with like 35 seconds left. Like, what are you doing, man? Why would he do that? Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying it's interesting why he would do that.
According to Zachary Weinberger, from Clutch Points, he says, so far, Andrew Wiggins and Terry Rozier have declined to speak to the media today.
So, I wonder why.
Shocking. Oh, Andrew Wiggins didn't want to do something for the Heat? Like anything? Terry Rozier, I'm not surprised.
I still think there's talent there with Wiggins. I'm not ready to give up on that. You are. I'm not.
It's not like, okay, I obviously know he's a talented basketball player. It's probably one of the things that's infuriating about it. That's what everybody's been infuriated his entire career. They're like, why does he look like the greatest basketball player for 6 minutes? And then it's just like, I think we're good here. Andrew Wiggins would be like,
he sets the tone. He's like basketball fluffer.
Andrew Wiggins is
gets everybody all excited and then leaves.
Andrew Wiggins is like 12 points in 4 minutes. How'd you guys like that? I think I'm good for tonight. I think I'm good. It's kind of like, you know, it's like, imagine like, you know, you have this ability to make just beautiful music, but you're like, I don't feel like releasing it. No thanks. I'm just going to sit here chilling. Get my 30 mil a year. I'm good. I'm a champ. I wish I was in Canada.
Do you?
No, I'm saying that's him. I think he misses Canada. I don't know.
He really does have it all, though. He's got length. He's got athletic ability.
He's got everything.
He can make unbelievable plays. And then you're like, wow, he's really cooking tonight. And then,
But then he had, like, in the Cavs game, there was, like, four straight possessions where you're like, he looks like the worst basketball player I've ever seen. I think the only person you can relate it to is, like, Philly Cheese. Like, Philly Cheese would do this, too. Where you'd just be like, this guy's...
He would get so hot.
Swear to God, I'm watching Dwayne Wade all over again. And then just like, nope, never mind. And it's gone.
Philly Cheese would be like, woohoo, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Like, he would let you know when he was hot.
Back in the day, if you ever watched Dan Marley would go 6 for 6 from the three-point line. Then when he got cold, would miss wide-open layups. You'd be like, what just happened to this guy?
Insane. I don't know, man. Like, there's not anything I think anybody... is too interesting so far today. Spo, he spoed it. You know, he.
I think you're just waiting for Pat Riley.
Yeah, it's kind of how I felt. I'm like, I don't know. Bam already said the interesting thing, right? Like, Bam is like, he's already said it. Like, I expect a lot of changes. Pat Riley, I know how Pat Riley works.
Well, did you say the silver-haired guy?
The silver-haired guy, yeah. I was like, I've never heard anybody call him that.
I would say... Before you go and ruin the franchise even more, can we have like a team meeting?
Nope.
As far as what question?
Mm-mm.
No?
I don't want you in my head.
Why?
Too much coaching. Not good for me. I'm a gamer.
Well, coaching is what got us 37 and 40 whatever.
I don't take blame for where we are, and I don't want coaching because – you guys want me to be a circus bear in there, and you want me to make whale sounds, and I don't.
We don't want you
that.
To be a circus bear.
We just don't want you to.
We just don't want you to.
We don't want you to be a world destroyer. You're like Thanos up in there.
J-Fig, you suggested to me to ask Pat Riley. You want me to take the blame for this one?
Well, I mean,
you go up in there like Thanos. I am necessary.
Right. Like, hot hoops tweets. Jaime Jaquez Jr. says he's 100% and quote feels great right now. I bet he does, dude. Well rested.
Ask him, did he eat lunch yet?
That bento box.
Bam Adebayo is stepping to the podium. Oh, he looks thrilled.
Yeah.
He's gonna clear his throat a lot.
Yeah.
Wait, we got this.
Just like that.
Hey, Tobin, ask him the question about the 100 men and the gorilla.
Why do you guys want me kicked
out? You would get kicked out.
Why do you want my credential? Why do you want me to walk out and have Rob Wilson just take my credential like this, snatch it like a chain?
Because
be gone.
The questions that you do ask have ruined the franchise.
Ruined the franchise.
Oh, man. Shmeethan saying no Tyler. Have they announced that Tyler's not doing it? Oh, well.
I don't get mad at guys who don't want to do a press conference right after the season.
I don't know that, like, to be the case. So
I mean, they
I'm
did
not, I don't know that to be the case, but why do we get so worked up?
I think he made his statement. I think he made his statement today. His statement was, I was trapped by a reporter.
Oh, Steven, can you show up in a kangaroo outfit?
I did that already. And
that's too much.
I'm surprised.
No. That was outside the building.
Right outside their offices.
Mm-mm. I need you in the office.
Hey, Andy, what's going on out there?
It said a pack of capuchin monkeys versus Dan Day.
I got Dan.
Let's go.
I got Dan.
Dan to be all over him like a spider monkey.
I'll take it to them. They don't have to come to me.
You just got to suffer the little bites. You'll be all right. Just strangle that little bugger.
I'm worried about that.
Hey, dude.
I'm telling you, dude, we got this.
My pain threshold is high. I'm not worried.
All right, everybody. Go Cats tonight. You got it here, right here, 560 WQAM. We'll react to it appropriately tomorrow, and we'll see if anything interesting has comes out the rest of the day with this Heat exit interview day. Until then, everybody, enjoy the rest of your day. Dan, thanks for stepping up today. Appreciate you. Jennifer, enjoy the Halo for the rest of the day. It looks like you're getting ready to play a little Minecraft. And Leroy, you know, enjoy whatever shoes Zeus and Dre eat today.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.